Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns, the first Old Time Radio Daily Western podcast that brings you a show from the 1930s through the 1960s. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and today is February 2nd, 2010. This episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. By giving customers more of what they want, low prices, fast selection, and convenience, Amazon.com continues to grow and evolve as a world-class e-commerce platform. Just go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon. Again, it's otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is Cisco Kid. Original air date is January 20th, 1953, and the title is The Iron Goes West. Now, today's important history date is today was the first live coast-to-coast inauguration address for Eisenhower. It's actually kind of cool. We take it for granted that, you know, it's on TV, but you remember, this is 1953, so having everybody listen to the same thing or even see the same thing at the same time wasn't the easiest thing to do. So let's get into today's episode. Before I do get started, I do want to let everybody know that I'm looking at streaming these live, my recording sessions at least. So if you want to check it out, go to otrwesterns.com/live, or just when you go to otrwesterns.com, just select live. I think that's it. So let's get into today's episode.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pamelo.
The Cisco Kid. Story of the Cisco Kid, The Iron Goes West. The history of the Old West is the history of the railroad. It is the story of a constant fight to accomplish an objective. Mile by mile, the rails went down in blazing heat and bitter cold, with death always close at hand. More than once, because of the fierce opposition of those who felt that the railroad threatened their interests, it seemed that the road was doomed. And so it was at such a time that the famous Cisco Kid answered a call for assistance from the office of the railroad's chief traffic engineer.
Well, that's what we're up against, Cisco. Either we get that iron laid through the rest of the state and over the state border by midnight of day after tomorrow, or we lose our land franchise.
And if you lose that franchise, Senor Grayson?
Well, then the railroad's finished. Done. Wiped out.
How near to the state border are you now?
Somewhere between a mile and 5 miles.
A mile and 5 miles? You don't know exactly?
No, we don't.
Oh, I would think that is very strange, senor.
It is, Cisco. It was the job of the railroad's right-of-way office to have the state boundary surveyed and determined exactly. But somebody in that office forgot to have it done or bungled it in some way. It was my job, but I'll get the blame if we're not over that border in time.
But, Senor Grayson, does not the state know its own boundary? Is there nothing on record?
No, nothing we can find. Someone may have tampered with the record, that I don't know. We have our own surveyors out at the location now to make sure.
I see. And why did you call Pancho and myself to help you?
Because I need help, Cisco. Your kind of help. There are men out there who'd do anything to block us. Cattlemen, wagon freighter men, many others.
Si, senor, so I understand.
My construction boss, Jennings, is a good man. I'll give you a note to him. I can't tell you exactly what your job will be. You'll have to size the situation up when you get there. One thing I can tell you. It'll be dangerous.
Pancho and I are used to danger, senor.
Help us get that line across the border, and you can name your own price, Cisco.
There will be no charge, senor. We do not work for money. We will do what we can to help you because you are a good friend of ours. One more question. How great a distance can your men lay those rails in a day's time?
They've done a mile and a half in a day.
Then if the distance to go is 1 or even 2 miles, you are reasonably safe.
Yes.
More than that, you are not.
Well, it's about the size of it, Cisco.
Then I think the first thing we will do is to talk with your surveyors.
Adios, senor.
Down there, Hack.
Surveyors, huh?
Yeah, from the railroad. They're surveying for the state line.
But the state line's down there, Joe. It ain't far from the end of the island.
No, not even a mile.
Well, looks like we're licked. We can't stop them now.
We're gonna stop them, Hack. Make no mistake about that.
But how?
That map he's working on can be changed. I figure them surveyors came straight out here from the head office without going near that construction gang. And if they did... Listen, Hack. You ride over by that other hombre.
Yeah?
And if I yell to you, you know what to do. I'm going down and talk with the boss over here. Get going.
Come on, boy.
Howdy.
Hey, howdy, mister.
Doing some surveying, eh?
Yeah, that's right. Got it all done now, though. You working for the railroad, too?
No.
Yeah, I thought you might be with our construction gang.
Don't you know any of that gang?
No. Us fellas don't have any truck with them. We deal direct with the company bigwigs. My name's Jim Clark. What's yours, stranger?
Don't make no difference what mine is. Let me have a look at that map.
Hey, wait a minute. Who are you giving orders to?
All right, Hack.
Hey, he shot down young Billy.
Yeah, so he did. Now give me that map or you'll get the same.
All right.
That's better. I guess I can fix it myself without your help, so...
Oh, boy. They gunned him down, Joe.
I had need to talk. Now, look, Hack. I'm going to mark the state line right here on this map.
But they've already laid the iron path that point.
That's the idea. Those construction men have been working like blazes for weeks. We'll tell them we're surveyors, see? When they find out they've made their objective, they'll knock off and celebrate.
Hey, then we got this blasted railroad licked, Joe.
Sure, we got it licked.
I think we will find those surveyors close by, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
The state line should be right in here somewhere.
Yes, Cisco. But Cisco...
Si?
Pancho not know why we do this.
Well, I've explained it to you, amigo.
Pancho think it very funny.
What do you think is funny, Pancho?
Pancho all the time say, too many people, Cisco. Come, Cisco, you ride away from too many people.
Sometimes we do get in among too many people.
Well, then Pancho not cutting his nose off.
What are you talking about, Pancho? You're not cutting your nose off.
What did Cisco say sometime? Pancho cut off the nose to spike his face?
Oh, to spike your face, not to spike it, amigo.
Spike, good spot. Pancho see too many people out here now, so Pancho help the railroad to bring more people, no?
Oh, I see what you mean, Pancho. We do not want to stop progress. Besides, we are helping a very good friend of ours. Mm-hmm. So we... Hey, Pancho, look.
Back.
Down there at the Monte Canyon.
Say you're taking a siesta, Cisco.
Oh, I do not think he's taking a siesta. Come up here, we come.
Go.
Here. Santo.
He did, Cisco?
He was shot.
Mm-hmm.
His instruments. He was one of the surveyors Senor Grayson mentioned.
Cisco, over there. There's another one.
This is very bad, Pancho. See? The tracks of horses. They start from here to gallop.
What do we do now?
Let's take care of these men quickly, and then we will follow that trail.
Huh?
I am certain, Pancho, it will lead to that construction camp.
Jennings, you can tell your gang to take it easy now. You're over the line.
What? The state line?
Yeah.
According to our reckoning, Jennings, you're over by a couple of hundred yards.
Here's a map. Take a look.
Let me see.
That's where the line crosses back there. You're up ahead, see?
Wait a minute. I didn't see you, hombres, do no surveying back there.
Listen, you tend to lay in them rails. We'll fix your boundaries for you. We don't need a survey back there. We started from the southwest point to the old line, but that line's wrong. The real line crosses back here a mile and eighth, due northeast from where we started.
You sure of this?
Would I be wasting my breath if I wasn't?
Oh, let him keep him working, Joe. What are we here?
Sure, go ahead. We just thought you'd like to know where the real line crossed.
Well, I guess you hombres know. That's your business. All right, boys, knock off! Knock off, boys! Knock off, you say!
Hey, what's the idea, Jennings? Are we through?
Yep, we're over the line, buckos. And knock off for the 2 days, I promise you.
Get up on that old boy, Mike. Here we come.
Come on, Jennings.
Get him on.
No, I got my horse out here today. I'll see you all come.
Well, so long, Jennings. We'll be on our way. You can have that map.
Thanks. You, fellas celebrating, too?
Sure, we're celebrating, Joe.
You bet. We got plenty to celebrate, too.
Get up, boy.
Get up, boy.
Oh, madre mía, Pancho, I'm afraid we are too late. The men have left that camp.
Si, si, Scoop. One hombre there. He starts to ride away now.
Si, si. Hola! Wait, senor! Wait, hold up.
Wait.
The boss left this camp, senor?
I'm the boss.
Senor Jennings?
That's right.
I'm the Cisco Kid. This is mi compañero, Pancho.
Buenos dias, senor.
Howdy. Well, Cisco Kid, huh? Yeah. I heard of you, Cisco. You tell me you're quite an hombre.
Gracias, senor. What are your men?
Going into town to celebrate. Why?
To celebrate what?
Well, getting the rails over the state line. Why? Is that any of your business?
Yes, Cisco's business, senor. Cisco never mixed into business what not his business.
Here's a note from Senor Grayson. This will explain.
Oh, Grayson, huh? The bearer, the Cisco Kid, has agreed to help us reach our state line objective. I suggest you take any advice he gives you, Grayson. Well, that's all right, Cisco, but we've reached our objective.
I'm not so sure you have, senor.
In fact, I'm not so sure neither.
What do you mean? The company surveyors just rode in with this map here. Here's where the line crosses. The rails are up to here.
Let's see that map closer, please. Gracias. This may be right or it may be wrong. I do not know yet. But I do know there are two murdered hombres about a mile to the west of us.
Murdered?
See, and I suspect they are the real surveyors.
They think you'll come take a look at them, no?
I wouldn't know whether they are or not. The company's sending different men through here all the time.
Nevertheless, senor, you'd better get all your men back here to work in the shortest possible time.
Get them back? Now?
See?
Well, not a chance. They'll take their 2 days off in spite of anything we can do. Nobody can get them back.
They must come back, senor.
Well, I can try to get them.
Hey, Pancho and I will ride to town with you. If I may keep this map for a while, I will take it to an old friend of mine in the town. He's done much surveying, and he knows all the boundaries in this country. Come, there is not a moment to lose.
Well, who are them two hombres down there with Jennings?
It might be the Cisco Kid and that sidewinder partner is, Hack. I heard they was riding in this territory. Yeah, that's who it is.
Yeah, looks like him.
I can tell from that silver mountain on that saddle of Cisco's. Ain't nobody else around here got a saddle like that.
You shouldn't have left that map with Jennings.
That won't make no difference. That map's no good to anybody now. They're riding up this way.
Yeah, going to town, maybe.
Sure, that's where they're going. We got to stop them, Hack.
Well, we can always get up above the pass and Dry Gulch them. Trail the town shelter up that way, too.
Yeah, that's what we better do.
We can get the three of them.
Easy. Wait a minute, Hack. We don't want the three of them. We just want to get Jennings.
What do you mean?
Can't you imagine what that celebrating gang of galoots will do when we get to town and tell them we saw Cisco and that other one shoot down their boss?
Hey, sure, Joe. We'll have some fun out of this, eh?
Come on, let's get up above that.
Come on, everybody.
It looks as if Cisco and Pancho have more of a problem on their hands than they can solve. In just a moment, we'll continue our thrilling story of the Cisco Kid. ¶¶ the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Iron Goes West. When Cisco and Pancho, after finding the two murdered surveyors, rode to the railroad construction camp, they learned that Boss Jennings had given his men 2 days off to celebrate the laying of the rails over the state line. But Cisco suspects that actually the rails are not yet over the line. Now our friends, together with Jennings, are riding to town to try to recall the men to work. Meanwhile, the killers wait above the pass.
San Francisco, we've got to pull the way up over the mountains.
See, you all right, Pancho? This is too hard on our horses.
Easy, Diablo, easy.
Easy, easy Lobo, now. Easy.
There. This is much better for them.
That's right, Cisco. The slowest way is sometimes the quickest.
Say that again, Senor Jennings.
I said the slowest way is sometimes the quickest.
Slowest, quickest. And Pancho don't understand it. Pancho get to a place more quickly, he slow down.
That is not what Senor Jennings means, Pancho.
And if Pancho want to get there even more quickly, he come to a full stop, no?
No, amigo.
No?
Senor Jennings meant that if we rest our horses by walking them up the mountain and through the pass, we'll make better time on the other side of the mountain.
Oh, si. We almost to the pass now, Cisco.
Si. Now, Senor Jennings.
Yeah?
When we get to town, you try to round up your men. Meanwhile, Pancho and I will call upon our old surveyor friend, Senor Duncan.
All right, Cisco. I guess they'll come back to work for me if they will for anybody. It ain't going to be easy.
And Senor Duncan, tell us if that line on the map right, see, Cisco?
I think he will be able to, Pancho. Hold
up.
Easy.
These rocks fall down into the patch from above, Cisco.
See, something must have moved it. Look out! Got a man up there with a rifle. I can see the barrel.
Santo, Senor Jennings, here, Cisco.
Down off your horse quickly, Pancho.
Easy. Si.
Take cover against those boulders.
Uh-huh.
I'll get the senor over here with us.
Oh.
He's very heavy.
Wounded, Cisco?
No, he's dead, amigo. Those coyotes up there.
They're either way, Cisco.
And we cannot follow them because we cannot get up on that trail without going back.
Well, what do we do now?
There's nothing for us to do, Chico, but to take the body of Senor Jennings and ride on into town.
Si, into the town.
Here, help me lift him up, Pancho.
Pancho, help
me. Up we go.
It's going to be easy now to get those hombres back to work.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow we must do it, Pancho. In the cafe, Hack. Come on, let's get in.
You better make sure we're doing the right thing, Joe. Them hombres are tough. If they get the idea we gun Jennings...
They ain't gonna get that idea unless we give it to them. We sure ain't.
Yeah, but Cisco's in town now.
What if he is? He didn't get a look at us. He don't know who we are. Don't be so scared of him. I could lick him myself. Come on.
Hey, man! Listen to me! What's that? Quiet! Your boss, Jennings. He's been murdered.
Yeah, that's right.
My partner here and me, we're surveyors for your company. Get your saws out there at camp. We was riding into town with Jennings. And a couple of hombres shut him down coming through the pass.
Who shut him down?
Come on, the Cisco Kid and Pancho got it. We saw him. They'd have got us, too, if we hadn't turned
tail. Where are those dirty buzzards? Where are they?
We know right where they are. They're over at old Duncan's house. Come on, we'll show you where it is.
Well, that is the story, Senor Duncan, and here's the map.
Let me get my glasses on, Cisco. Can't see much of anything without them these days. Now, where'd they draw that line?
Right here, Senor.
They say the state line there, Senor.
State line, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's where the state line starts, Cisco. And it crosses right over here.
Then the railroad has not yet reached it.
Well, near as I can make out from this map, the railroad's about a mile short of the state line.
But if the railroad does not get across that line within 24 hours, it will lose its land grants in this state.
Which means no more railroad.
Say.
I don't think you can do it, Cisco.
We must do it, Senor.
I don't know how. Of course, if they'd called me in on this in the first place, they'd have known where they had to go.
It's too bad they did not. But now I know they want your help.
And Pancho and I want your help.
How?
To tell us when the rails go over the line.
But I tell you, it can't be done, Cisco. Not in the time you've got left.
And with the construction gang making the big celebration.
Well, of course it can.
Unless Cisco and Pancho lift all these big heavy rails and do all the work ourselves. No, no.
Pancho, you have given me an idea.
Oh, Cisco, Pancho doesn't mean this. Pancho just made the joke.
Just the same, we can turn that joke to good advantage, perhaps.
Mm.
Now, let us go and talk to the men.
What did Pancho hear?
Sounds like a lot of men.
See, and they're coming this way, senor. Let us go outside. Come on.
Oh, they say Cisco's name.
See, Foster, they do.
There they are. Stand on that. Bring them up.
Well, what's all this, Cisco?
I don't know, senor, but I'm going to find out.
Pancho, I'd like that string up, talk. We get out of here, Cisco, no?
Bring them up!
Pancho, do it at once.
No, Pancho, don't draw them. If you do, someone in that mob will start shooting.
Wait! Stand where you are!
Here the armor is a shot down,
panic! Wait, I say! It's only fair that we should have our say. You men know that. You are fair-minded.
Well, be quick about it.
Oh, don't let them talk. Go get them.
Yeah.
You and that crowd. You are doing a lot of talking. Come out here. We can get a look at you. So, you are the one who said we shot down Señor Jennings?
Yeah. I saw you shoot him down, Cisco. And Hank here will back me up.
Oh, another one of you. You'll come out here, too. I will drag you out.
Hey, look.
Come out here. I'd like to know whom I have to deal with.
So, you saw Pancho and me shoot down, Señor Jennings.
Yes, up in the pay.
Come on, we're wasting time.
There we are, all of you.
Since you know so much about this, where is the body of Señor Jennings right now?
That don't make no difference.
It's back in the pay.
Oh, no, it is not back in the past. It's at the doctor's. Pancho and I brought it in after somebody else shot down Señor Jennings.
How about that, monsieur?
You know these two hombres, Señor Duncan?
Sure I know, Cisco. Joe Thomas and Hack White.
Are they for or against the railroad?
They've never been for it yet. They had good reason not to be.
Well, we are learning something. Perhaps you two know who shot down Señor Jennings. Perhaps you also know who murdered those two surveyors and who changed the line on the map to make Señor Jennings think the railroad had crossed the state line, although it had not.
Hey, what do you mean, Cisco? We are over the state line.
No, you are not. I have it on the word of Señor Duncan.
That's right, boys. You still got about a mile to go.
I will talk with you about that in a moment. But before I do, I want to question these hombres some more.
We ain't answering no questions.
Ah, you're right, we ain't. Come on, rush him, man. Come on,
let's go.
Yeah, I was expecting it, Pancho. I started this fight to avoid the question. I will get you, Cisco. You will get nothing but deep.
And the question.
Come on, Cisco. Come on, hit him. Like this.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
No, you will not.
Pancho, take that gun, hombre. I'll Pancho hit you.
Very well, let us finish it.
All right. I quit.
How about you, hombre?
Yeah, I quit.
Which one of you shot down Señor Jennings?
He did, Cisco.
What? Why, you dirty double crosser?
Oh, no, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean to say it.
But you did say it.
Wait.
We will let the law deal with them. Here comes the sheriff now. We have other things to talk about. For example, that Pancho and I can lay more of those rails than all of the rest you put together, and we are going out now to do it.
Hey, come on! The iron goes away!
Come on, Pancho, come on, get hold of that tie.
Santo Cisco, why do you ever tell them this?
Why ever tell them what?
That Pancho and Cisco lay more track than all the rest of them.
Because we had to give them some sort of a challenge to get them back to work. Will not be much longer, amigo.
I should never want to see another railroad so long as he lives. Oh, Pancho's back.
Yeah, you will have plenty of time to rest. No. Speaking of time, where is Senor Duncan?
Pancho, see him standing over there in the light of those torches.
Oh, I see. Come on, Pancho, grab hold.
Grab hold. Pancho, you'll be having nightmare about a grab hold. Pancho, let's grab hold of a tortilla.
Señor Duncan.
What is it, Cisco?
How much more time have we?
Let's see, about 5 minutes.
Pancho, only that much. Faster, Pancho, faster, grab hold.
Grab hold again.
How far to go, señor?
You're almost over, Cisco. Couple more, I'll do it.
Come on, you weaklings, come on. What is the matter with you?
Weaklings, come on, we'll show you.
All right.
Drop that pipe, Poncho.
Here, now go back for another one.
But Chico.
What is it, amigo?
Poncho, these are slow as may sometime to quit.
Not in this case, Poncho. Come, grab hold.
Santo, grab hold, madre mia, caramba. There's no stopping, there's always grab hold.
This one may do it. Hurry, Poncho, bring it up there.
See, Poncho, hurry, on his hands and knees.
Now, drop it.
All right, bring in another rail up. Yes. Come on, come on. There. Now, let her go.
There's the place. Well, that does it, boys. She's over with 2 minutes to spare. And this time, there's no mistake about it.
Why, George, you did it, Cisco.
Well, see, Grayson, I did not know you were here.
I just got here this minute. Cisco, I know you won't take any money for this job. You and Poncho are going to get a couple of lifetime passes on this road.
Well, gracias, señor.
And if you two ever want a job with us...
A job? Oh, no, no, no!
What's the matter with him, Cisco?
I think, señor Grayson, that Poncho has had all the railroad work he ever intends to do. Poncho.
Si, Chico.
What is that small package you are carrying so carefully?
It's a present Poncho got from Senor Grayson because Poncho helped to fix the railroad.
Oh, I did not see Senor Grayson give you a present, amigo. What did he give you?
Oh, Senor Grayson, I will give Poncho the present. He said to Poncho, Poncho, said to Poncho, Poncho, go to the town and buy something what Poncho wants and tell the hombre Senor Grayson pay for it.
So, Poncho, you bought something you wanted. Well, that was very nice of Senor Grayson. What did you buy?
And Poncho went to the store and buy the new sombrero.
Oh, come now, Poncho. There is not a sombrero. You have in that little package. The package is hardly larger than an envelope.
It is a small package, but Poncho not have the sombrero in the package. Poncho trade the sombrero for something else. Very valuable.
Oh, something very valuable, huh?
Uh-huh.
Who traded you this very valuable thing?
And Poncho see an hombre standing outside the store, and the hombre stopped Poncho and tell him a very good story.
Oh, so, amigo, the hombre told you a very good story. What did he tell you?
The hombre told Poncho the story of a great fight that was come out in this country many years ago. And Poncho not remember the fighter's name.
Well, was probably General Freeman.
Si. That's the name, General Freeman. And the hombre told Poncho how this great fight is like. Many times hanged by just a thread.
Si, that is true. In many of his fights, his life did hang by a thread.
And that's what Pancho trade his new sombrero for. The very thread General Freeman's life hung by.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, she's
gone.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Welcome back. So I do have a comment to get to. This is posted on iTunes from Edo55. The title is Good Clean Fun. All of the shows are good, but my favorite are the Six Shooter and Gunsmoke. Even my 5-year-old grandson likes the Six Shooter and will sit and listen with me. I often unwind with these shows on my way home from work. Thanks for all the shows. No problem. I love to see that your 5-year-old grandson can get into the Six Shooter and even some other ones probably. So that's great. I think that's going to be it. Contact information. Call me, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Again, that's just a voicemail, and you could possibly get your voicemail played over the air. Go to the website, otrwesterns.com. This was the first broadcast live, so we'll see how that works. I think I'm just broadcasting to myself for now, but I'll have to figure out some type of schedule that you guys will know, okay, at this time I'll be recording. If you want, email me, podcast@otrwesterns.com. For today, that's going to be it. Tomorrow's going to be Challenge of the Yukon, Have a great day. Thanks for listening.